Haynes ice skaters glide into 2018. And a young composer from Haynes practices for a concerto competition with his longtime teacher. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. At its first meeting of the new year, the Skagway Assembly will take up a familiar subject, a Memorandum of Understanding with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. A draft of the document was approved by the Assembly in November. Since then, it's been under review by a negotiating committee. The Assembly will look at a new version Thursday. A special meeting scheduled for Wednesday to talk about the document was canceled, moving the full discussion to Thursday's meeting. Also on the agenda, an ordinance authorizing Skagway to lease waterfront property to Petro Marine Services. And the Assembly will address a letter from Alaska Power and Telephone. The memo advises the municipality that the Garden City RV Park needs electrical upgrades. It says if improvements are not made, power to individual trailers won't be turned on in the spring. Other agenda items include a data summary of an odor control pilot at the wastewater treatment plant and consideration of the dedication of matching funds for the Alaska Marine Highway System ferry float replacement project. The meeting is scheduled for Thursday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. You can listen live through a link on our website, khns.org. A New Year's storm brought a blanket of snow to the Chilkat Valley. But that wasn't the case for most of December. While there weren't many options for skiing near Haynes, record low snowfall and a late 2017 cold snap provided ideal conditions for another winter activity, ice skating. The KHNS News team joined a group trekking out to a remote skater's paradise and has this report. Getting to Chilkat Lake in the winter requires a 26-mile drive out the Haynes Highway and an icy turn down Chilkat Lake Road. That gets you to the Sirkhoo River.
It's too cold. Do you have your skates?
They're in my backpack.
Okay.
Then it's over the Sirkhoo on a snow machine bridge. Through some water, Haynes resident and Assemblyman Tom Morfitt advises on the best place to cross.
Hey! Not over here! It's shallower! At the ripple!
Down an icy trail, across a field of hoarfrost that looks like ice flowers, through the woods along the bank of Clear Creek, to the edge of Chilkat Lake. It's a cold day, cold and clear. Kids and adults are taking advantage of the weather to skate the lake.
But it's a rare year when it's good conditions out here. So.
That's Sue Liebenson. She and Bill Holton are sitting on the ice tying up their skates. Holton says he's been skating for more than half a century.
For 54 years, I started on double wide skates at Lakewood Park in Roanoke, Virginia.
Even after all those years gliding around on ice, Holton says this is one of the best spots.
This is one of the most exciting places to skate, probably short of Lake Iliamna.
So why was the ice so good at the end of December? A couple things came into play. One, lack of snow. According to the National Weather Service in Juneau, Haynes got only 2.2 inches of snow last month. The least amount of December snow in the last 17 years, since the Weather Service started keeping consistent records for Haynes. The average snowfall for December is nearly 40 inches. And after a warm and wet start to the month, things got cold and clear. Temperatures in the last week of December dipped well below freezing into the single digits and below zero. That makes for extraordinary skating.
The clear ice and the wildlife, you get to see otter tracks going across the lake and swans calling, and it's just so beautiful, and it pumps you up, gets your lungs full of air and makes you sweat a little bit and makes you feel better.
Despite the great conditions, between Haines Chilcat and Chilcoot Lakes, at least three skaters fell through the ice. Everyone made it out safely, but it was a good reminder to remain cautious on the ice no matter how cold it is and how easily you're gliding. Reporting on skates from Chilcat Lake near Haines, I'm Abby Collins. After debuting a piece for the Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra this year, one of Alaska's youngest composers came home to Haines with a grand piano-sized problem, a looming concerto competition, and no symphony to practice with. There was one person he could count on to help. KHNS's Barrett Wilbur reports.
After debuting a piece for the Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra this year, one of Alaska's youngest composers came home to Haines with a grand piano-sized problem, a looming concerto competition, and no symphony to practice with. There was one person he could count on to help. Returning to Haines from the University of Fairbanks for Christmas, 22-year-old composer Scott Hansen desperately needed a very specific tool for his work. Luckily, he knew where to find one. Actually, two.
We put it in the house right before we had a big fire in 1990. Firemen risked their lives, but they're coming in to throw tarps over the pianos.
Oh my God.
They put the fire out upstairs, but all the hot water came down and would have ruined both pianos.
That's Nancy Nash, Hansen's longtime piano teacher. Luckily for him, the instruments were saved. He started lessons at 7 for just a half hour every other week. One of 9 siblings growing up on a family farm, he was homeschooled until junior year when he convinced the school district to let him take one class, band.
Coming from Haines, I had a very small window of what music was, what it could be. I mean, our high school band had 8 people in it.
But it was enough to open the window. Music stopped being a solitary pursuit as he attended Alaska's student music festivals and composed for the Haines High School band. The more he played with others, the more he fell in love with music. That makes sense to Nash. For her, Hansen is part of a chain that's genealogical, from her teacher's teachers all the way down to her youngest students, an extended family of pianists.
My youngest student doing a duet with me, you know, Twinkle Twinkle or Chopsticks or something. If we're playing side by side on a piano bench, we're peers. You know, we are making music together if you keep it going. It's so valuable. It's so amazing what can happen.
Neither of them could have predicted he'd be pulled aside by the chair of the music department last year.
He laid out the chancellor's office wants a orchestral work commissioned. And I said, well, is there any more information? He says, nope, unfortunately, that's all we have. So it was sort of, you know, running into the void with your eyes closed.
The piece he composed, Centennial Overture, was debuted by the Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra in November. To say that Nash is proud is an understatement.
If you remember, Scotty, when you did your audition here for for Fairbanks, and there was a time when we thought we'd never get through it.
Yes.
And I'm recording him, and I'm like, I know you can do this, Scotty.
Home for the holidays, Hansen needs to practice for a concerto competition in February. He'll be playing a solo part with a symphony behind him. But in Haines, there is no symphony at his disposal to practice. The best solution? 2 pianos and a reliable second player. With a fire burning in the wood stove and an audience of cats, Nash and Hansen each sit down at a rescued piano.
Are you set? Mm-hmm. I couldn't do that twice.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yep.
Hansen plays the solo part, Nash plays all the rest. They've already decided they'll play together next Christmas and hopefully give a concert. In the meantime, Hansen will head back to Fairbanks to finish his school year and a new 3-part symphony with movements swim, climb, and ski. It's about growing up in Haines, he says. Audience of One, I'm Barrett Wilbur.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.